everyone, it's Uncle Odd. You know, this has been a day. This has been a day. I mean, my phone started blowing up and I had people saying, hey, man, did you know that Jeff Berwick from the Dollar Vigilante, he was talking about you, little old you, Uncle Odd, Uncle Vigilante? Wow. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that. That was a cool shout out. Really appreciate that. Everybody who is new to the show, please know that Uncle Odd here, I don't know much more than you do about all of this Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, but here's the thing. We're still in on the ground floor, kinda. You know, the way I look at it right now, sure, there are those people that got in at $2 or $20 or $100 or shoot, $1,000 on Bitcoin. Now it's trading at $52,000. Well, you know what? Along the way, there was a whole lot of people who made a whole lot of mistakes while this whole ecosystem was kind of getting ironed out. So I really feel blessed that we're kind of getting in now when everything's almost been kid tested, mother approved. And when I talk about kid tested, man, you know, there's something you should know about Uncle Odd. And yes, I am. I go by Uncle Vigilante on this show because the crypto vigilante, Raphael himself, he gave birth to me in an interview and he called me Uncle Vigilante. And so, you know what? Hey, I'll take it. The name sticks. I'll launch a channel that's dedicated to newbies like me. So all I want to do is be curious, talk to lots of people who know a heck of a lot more than I do. You know, even younger people who know a heck of a lot more than I do. And guess what? I'm going to benefit and get smarter so that when Bitcoin is at $500,000 or $1 million, I'm not going to be one of those that played ostrich back in 2021 and just say, yeah, don't really understand it. I'm not going to get involved. Yeah, it's not for me. I don't trade in. Yeah, no, I have my cash that I have in my safe in between my mattresses. It's just fine. No. Well, Uncle Odd, let me just explain the name since I'm new to many of you. My name is Todd. And when I was growing up, my nephew couldn't enunciate Todd. So I became Uncle Odd. And you know what? That name stuck and I wear it with pride. So Uncle Odd it is. Now, I joke that there's an Uncle Odd in every family. If you're watching this, you're probably an Uncle Odd. Yes, you are. And Uncle Odds can be women too. You know what I mean. Uncle Odd is the one relegated to the little kids' table at Thanksgiving because the adults, well, they just can't stand one more, let's say, conspiracy-related conversation or one more cryptocurrency-related conversation. Nah, they'd rather you just go hang out with the little kids. And I love the little kids' roundtable because many times, they're smarter than I am. You don't believe me? Well, watch.
Today we're going to talk about Bitcoin. Bitcoin is digital money. The good thing about Bitcoin is that it's decentralized, which means you don't need a bank. They will only be 21 million ever in the whole world. Bitcoin was invented by Satoshi Nakamoto. No one knows who it is. It's a mystery. How did it all work? I'm gonna show you with Skittles. These are all the Bitcoin. Titty has some. Lily has some. Unicorn has some. Dolly has some. This is my wallet. This is Unicorn's wallet. We all have wallets. Dolly gave 22 Bitcoin.
And so this represents the transaction. And stack it right here.
Take it only one Bitcoin. Thank you, Teddy. Thank you, Teddy. Now that's the blockchain. Everyone can see this, but it's all anonymous. So that's the difference of Bitcoin. Now let's talk about this fun stuff. Why is it so expensive? Bitcoin is secure, anonymous, and limited. So everyone wants it. That's why the price keeps going up. This is, I don't like these glasses on. I love Bitcoin, I love it, and scales. Okay, thanks for watching Willy Show. See you next time.